We're celebrating the life of Hobart radio and TV legend Bob Cook, who passed away on Saturday after a long illness.
My word. He's out of his pain now. That's one thing with Cookie. And one thing you were saying too, Maury, Cookie wouldn't want us to be sitting around bawling or howling, would he?
No.
He'd want us to be doing exactly what we're doing, which is remembering the fun things.
Exactly. And remembering his talent as well.
Yeah.
Because he was very self-conscious.
Must have been talented.
He was. Look, he was a great mimic. He was a great writer, but he's also a good producer as well. He used to cut the stuff up that we used to do as well.
Right, he did all the editing.
Yeah, I wonder if I related to him.
Pardon? No, totally not. I'm glad that you started that off then, Maury, because he doesn't listen to us.
Maury, can you stay with us after 9 o'clock? Because we'll just
what about
keep talking,
Mix Mindbender?
Oh, well, actually, I think, no bugger Mix Mindbender today. Okay. We're doing the Bob Cook show. I actually think Wimo the Clown could be in after 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
Wimo.
I reckon he might be right. And you can give us a call as well, 6216-1017 with your memories of Bob Cook. Hello, who's this?
It's Daryl here. How are you, mate?
Good, Daryl.
I'm just ringing up in relation to having Richard Moore on there about their days as Cook and Moore on the early 7-8 show.
Yeah, he's
what
listening.
What I'm holding at the moment is a 45 vinyl record that they made called with Ronnie and the Reserves, and one side's got Cheapo on Parade and the other song's got Knocker.
Yeah, I remember making that too. That came out in about 1982, I think. But unfortunately, it wasn't our big seller.
So what do you call big seller? How many copies?
Oh, I don't know.
10.
40? 10, 20.
No.
We actually had 3 or 4 pressings of Outside Coles.
Jeez.
Because it was a custom pressing.
Yeah, you were doing them in a sandwich press, though, Maury. Come on.
So I don't know whether it's going to be valuable for you, Daz.
Also, you made a record called Outside, all to do with Moona High School.
Yeah, we did Moona High and we did Cheryl Lean and Doing the Block. And one of my favourites was Big Keith, because you knew he was coming because he had bad teeth.
And I always remember the little skit that you told everyone what you was going to do, Rick. You was going to ride naked through the streets of Hobart.
But they didn't
realise Naked was the name of a horse.
That's right. And we did that through them all.
Yeah. And then there was another one that said you must have done something and you was both going to be suspended.
Yep.
But you did the radio program from a container hanging off the back of a crane.
That's right. That was our April Fool's joke.
Yep. Oh, dear, all good times. And you used to get round as a taxi driver too, didn't you?
Yeah.
We
did some skits as a taxi driver as well. We did all of that sort of stuff.
I remember seeing you as Vinny in the V8 at the Carlisle.
Yeah. Well, good on you, mate. Yeah. And to have some happy memories.
Certainly are, mate. Certainly are. And sorry to hear about what has happened. But, okay, mate. No, always listen to you on the radio anyway.
Good on you, Darryl.
Thanks, mate.
Celebrating the life of Bob Cook. 101.7 7HO FM.